The workplace in this next report is not your typical office. Instead of desks, there's this giant water tank. Some of the coworkers are 10,000-pound whales. At SeaWorld, OSHA says some of the park's trainers were put in workplace situations with known hazards, so the agency came up with new guidelines to increase safety. But SeaWorld says those guidelines will hurt the company's business. Now the workplace issue has become a legal one.
The stakes are as big as the star performers at the heart of the matter. SeaWorld appealing to a three-judge federal appellate panel, asking them to overturn an OSHA ruling restricting trainers in the water with killer whales. No cameras were allowed, but there was such high interest, the hearing was held at a law school auditorium. The 2010 death of veteran SeaWorld trainer Don Brancho brought an end to breathtaking performances like these. Brancho was mauled by the killer whale she was working with and was the third death connected to the same killer whale.
All of a sudden, the whale just latched onto her and took her under.
OSHA ultimately fined SeaWorld $12,000. But more important, it banned close contact between humans and killer whales during performances. SeaWorld argued that interaction is the crucial part of its business.
Is that a legitimate argument?
I think it is a legitimate argument. Again, they're taking the position that this isn't just the way that we do work. It's our product.
Benjamin Briggs has argued corporate appeals to OSHA rulings and says what the government agency has on its side is history.
There's a long and well-documented track record of these types of animals behaving aggressively towards humans to the point that they've caused a number of fatalities, not only at SeaWorld, but at other places.
Eugene Scalia, son of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, argued in the hearing that OSHA has no more right to impose restrictions on SeaWorld than it does to regulate tackling in the NFL or speed limits in NASCAR. The judges took note, but didn't give any indication of which way they may rule.
In his argument appealing the OSHA ruling, SeaWorld many times referred to that connection between the NFL and NASCAR, saying that there are some businesses that just inherently have some risk. To that, a judge piped in and said, well, maybe, but for NASCAR, we've added seatbelts, and for the NFL, they've added helmets. In other words, there are ways to add safety protocols that don't really damage the business. Martin Savage, CNN, Washington.